Bonjour, mon frère. I see that you have chosen to listen to the board game Point of View. You are aware, of course, that they are a member of the Dice Tower Network, no? Oh, you do know. And yet you want to continue listening very well, c'est la vie. Do not say, I did not warn you. Au revoir.
We start? Let's start.
Oh, we're started.
Welcome to the Board Game Point of View. We are a group dedicated to the betterment of all people under the banner of tabletop gaming and also a proud member of the Dice Tower Network. We are not coming to you live from the Moab Coffee House. I'm joined by Steven.
What up, boys?
And Seth.
Hello. Probably couldn't even hear that. It's okay. No one can.
Right. We've decided Seth has a very low microphone voice for some reason.
Yes.
He can yell into this thing.
I can.
And
I am yelling. I am just furious. To no avail.
But it doesn't want to listen.
No.
Yeah.
His voice projects about 4 inches.
If I whisper into your ear, it's just insane. But anywhere else. This, you know... I'm starting to realize why nobody ever listens to me. It's because nobody can listen to me.
People have just been...
It's not my fault.
They've just been staring at you and nodding your whole life. Yeah.
All of my best friends can read lips.
There you go.
Yes.
Wait, what did he say?
Yeah. He wasn't looking directly at me, so right. I'm not sure what he said that time, but I just
agreed.
They also just always say yes to anything
just
I say.
Just nod and wave.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sup, buddy?
You're waving at him right now.
True that, man.
Okay.
Let's talk about life. Seth, what's going on in your life?
Just got back from a trip to see my extended family in the proud state of Nebraska.
Nice, because it was the 4th of July.
Yes, it was the 4th of July. Probably the last time I'll take a trip with my family down to see extended family for something like this, so it's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
It was a good time, though. I enjoyed it. Had a good 4th of July. Tons of firecrackers in Nebraska, because they're legal down there.
Right.
And, yeah, so it was pretty cool.
Nice. Did you light a field on fire while you were down?
Okay. No.
Okay. What do you do in Nebraska that's different from, say, other fireworks displays?
Literally every single person in the state lights off fireworks at the same time in their driveways.
Wow.
Yeah. You can't do that here in Montana. You'll get arrested. But we're just setting off candles, Roman candles. Just some of the neighbors exploded some fireworks just in the street, some really big ones. That was pretty... That was interesting. it was... No, it was crazy. It was just... It was like artillery going off at every second.
Nice.
Yeah. So it was fun. It was a good time.
Awesome. Steven, what did you do for the 4th?
Very little, but it was magical. My mom and my sister were both out of town visiting my grandparents, the old Granny Grands.
Uh-huh.
And so my dad and I just were chilling, man. We went to the gun range. So we shot some stuff.
Right.
America.
You fired off some freedom sticks.
So much freedom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Feel so free.
Feel so independent right now. Mm-hmm. And then we cooked steaks and watched movies and went up on the roof to watch the fireworks at night. And it was very relaxing.
Yeah.
Which is what you want from a day off, right?
Right. Exactly. Though you didn't stay on the roof, as I recall.
No, well, yeah. So we watched a good portion of fireworks, but the big fireworks show here in Billings that we were waiting for this entire time, 45 minutes we were on the roof waiting for this thing to start. And then I look up the time finally, like, what the crap is going on? And then it started raining right then, and we had to get off the roof right before the show finally started. Yeah.
So you just went to bed.
No. You can still kind of see them from our driveway, which is... So we, like, kind of watched them, but...
Nice.
Yeah. All I know is I would be mad if I actually went to the event, though, in an exposed park.
Right.
And then right before the show started, it just started a torrential downpour.
Yeah.
That happens very often, I feel.
It does.
I feel like that happened last year.
Yeah.
And a couple of years before that, definitely.
Yeah.
I bet it's even snowed before. Knowing Montana, you know it snowed.
Yeah, I recall as a child it's snowing on the 4th of July in Bozeman. Yeah, it's happened.
That would actually be pretty cool.
And you just threw firecrackers into snowbanks?
No,
that would be sweet.
It melted almost immediately after it landed, but yeah.
I'll go up to Alaska for that kind of 4th of July.
There you go. Just burn down the forest?
No.
No?
It's super damp. I'm not talking Anchorage. I'm talking northern Alaska.
Okay.
This checks out.
Okay.
No.
Fact check.
Yeah. So what now, moderator?
I better start looking for a new job.
That's right. Adam.
Yeah.
Your life. What's
my life?
Up?
4th of July was pretty standard. Had some people over. Watched some fireworks.
Did you roast wieners?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
It's a necessity on the 4th of July.
Drink some. Sponsor?
Not really, though. I have to cut that out now.
It's okay.
Well, they probably can't hear you anyway.
That's true. We'll leave it in.
Continue, Adam, please.
No, it was pretty standard. Though I was telling you earlier, I played a new video game for the first time in, like, years, and I think I've mentioned it before, and that is Firewatch.
Not to be confused with Overwatch.
Right. This is Firewatch.
The new smash hit.
Yeah.
Right.
Overwatch is what I play.
Right.
You just had to rebel, though.
That's right.
And go play Firewatch.
Exactly. So you're a middle-aged dude holed up in a Firewatch tower in the Wyoming National Forest.
Much like yourself in real life. This is spooky.
I was drawn to this game for probably that reason. Yeah.
Yes.
But stuff goes down.
Yep.
That's all you can say about that. Yeah.
I've heard nothing but good things about this game.
Yeah. And it's totally story-driven. There's a little bit of choose-your-own-adventure in it because you can react differently in different circumstances, and it'll change the storyline a little bit. So it's been a lot of fun. I've only played a few hours, but have enjoyed it. Highly recommend at this point.
Summer sale?
Yeah, you just missed the Steam summer sale.
Yeah.
But you wait for that fall sale. $10.
That's right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was $20 on consoles as well.
Okay.
But there really are sales just all the time during this time of year. So
just wait. If you don't have $20.
A watch out for this one.
That checks out. That was solid.
Your move now, moderator.
What now, Adam?
Let's talk about some board games.
Fine.
Good move. Well played.
We've got a handful to talk about. In the mail recently, we received...
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
No buildup at all.
No, I was going to say.
I was waiting.
You just dropped that.
What do you want?
We received something very, very spooky in the mail recently. Something... Not actually spooky, but you know.
Yeah.
Throw an adjective, like some suspense. I've waited
a
long number of nights for our next game.
Perfect segue.
That checks out.
Home.
So last weekend, Stephen, you and I built a compost bin out at the community gardens.
We did indeed.
As I was leaving to meet you there that Saturday morning,
a mysterious package arrived.
Right, I was stopped by the mailman.
Wow.
Who was actually a woman.
Oh.
So, not a mailman. A male
No, woman. She was a mailman.
I guess you could call her a female man. Oh!
That doesn't check out.
Come on.
So she stopped me in the driveway.
Yes.
And said, "This package is for you."
Oh,
so I
man.
Gladly took it, brought it inside. The sender was, in fact, our favorite board game company.
Whoa.
I opened the package, and there,
what was
me.
It?
Staring me in the face,
was
Dead of Winter, The Long Night.
Now that's spooky.
It is. It is. And then I left and built a compost bin. So,
which was magical.
It was.
But back to this game.
Right.
The just highly anticipated.
Right. We've teased this game in past podcasts, but now we can talk about it because it's sitting right in front of us.
It's out.
In its final form.
It's here.
First impressions, gentlemen, just looking at the components.
I'm scared. I'm going to have nightmares tonight, probably. They're going to be awesome, but I'll probably wet the bed.
But in the best way possible. Right.
It's going to be a long night.
Heyo! That checks out. That was beautiful. Well done. You can keep your job now. Yeah, I have to say, it literally is dark, though.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
of the artwork and the whole tone, mm-hmm. the feel of the game is darker. The quality of the components has improved significantly.
Yeah.
Which is very nice. It's the same locations and like basic setup of the, as the base game, but everything is just much more solid
mm-hmm. right.
and is of much higher quality now.
Yeah. The cardstock is really thick.
And,
yeah.
and each of the locations is legit, almost cardboard.
Right.
Yeah.
It's intense. It weighs like 5 pounds. Per
It's like a chunk from an actual town just sitting yes, right on your table. Yeah.
And then the miniatures.
Yeah.
The standees.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We've got 3 new zombie types, just generic zombies, which include a child now, which I thought was
like I
pretty
said,
cool.
Spooky.
It is very spooky, yeah. And then there's a whole bag full of these new, what are called Raxxon zombies. And these are genetically altered zombies. There's a plethora of different horrifying living dead creatures.
Yeah, so you got your basic zombie archetypes, you know, you got the big fat zombies that explode
right.
bile everywhere. You got the really giant strong zombies that take forever to take down. You have the creepy small sitting down zombie
right.
that you underestimate until it
right.
just kills you.
And
but then out of nowhere, the hobo zombie
right.
with his shopping cart. I don't know what's in there.
I don't know.
But I don't want to know.
You know what's in there? Death is in there.
Probably. It's just insane.
And then just to top it off, you have Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
Right.
With a fedora. The most horrifying of them all. It's super cool. And
yeah.
Adam did say first impressions, but mm-hmm. we've played this game many times already.
Right.
Testing it.
Right.
And finally seeing these standees come to life after encountering these zombies, it's pretty awesome.
It is cool.
It is very cool.
Yeah.
Plus, it's such a sweet release to be able to just finally talk about
yeah.
this
right?
game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the downside to playtesting is that you have to be so secretive.
Right.
I like lock myself in my room for weeks afterwards.
Right.
just saying like Raxxon.
Yeah. I was yeah, exactly.
rocking slowly.
Just in the fetal position, just like the long night is coming. And now it has arrived
it
in
has
all
arrived.
Its glory.
Yeah, so if you're a fan of Dead of Winter, this definitely adds a lot more very classic Dead of Winter elements
right.
that you can play.
I'm really...
Do we want to kind of dive in and talk about the new stuff in depth?
I think we can, briefly. I think we can start with, there's 30 new characters, and along with
yep.
that, a whole new stack of Crossroads cards.
That's right. And they're awesome. There are some super cool Crossroads cards in
right.
there.
Yeah.
Definitely.
The only one I'll somewhat tease is that it involves a sniper. So just think about that.
Which is one of the characters.
Yes.
Yes.
And
Kevin Jackson!
And it's
yeah.
just even cooler than you could possibly imagine.
Like, think
tease.
Of the coolest thing and then multiply that by 10. Yeah. And it still might not be as good as the Crossroads card.
Yeah, so a whole host of new characters with more of the Crossroads that you love. There are a couple other new modules that add on to it, so you can actually upgrade your colony now.
Right.
You can build enhancements to either protect it or maybe heal your survivors or other things like that.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm pretty sure you can have a machine gun nest or
yeah.
something as well
mm-hmm.
that you can use once per turn to like kill more zombies at the colony
right.
and
yeah.
yeah.
And this module, it's pretty lightweight, but it adds more to the game. I think this is one that I don't know if we'll ever leave this out when we play it again. It's just so easy to implement
yeah.
and it really works well.
Right.
Yeah. There's no real point in leaving it out.
Exactly.
Really.
Yeah.
It's just a good old fashioned upgrade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next one. We have the bandit module.
Right. So there are others living in the town with you. However, they are not exactly part of your colony. And they will occupy locations as well, just like you do. However, they are less than friendly, often. So they are something that you have to deal with as well. And there's a whole bag of standees just for those. It could have been just a token, like it had been in the past.
Yeah.
But they included standees for those as well.
From what I've seen, they also look pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Makes you want to be the Bandit King.
Right.
Which you can be.
Teaser.
But yeah, the Bandits, they have their own hideout that you can go and you can assault the Bandit hideout.
Right.
Either to, you can play it ballsy to try and get some supplies, but you can die in the process. Or you can play it a little safer. Maybe less chance of getting something you want, but it's not as big of a risk just like trading with them. Mm-hmm. So there's some cool options there for sure.
Yeah. At first I didn't really like the idea of the Bandits, at least mechanically how they played out, but thematically I think it's a great addition because you would expect others to be living in the town
exactly,
with you
yeah.
and maybe have different points of view. They're a little bit more malicious. Maybe then your colony. So I think it's a very cool addition.
Yeah, this one is not... This is probably the lowest module of the three that come in the Long Night for me. So I don't know if I would add this in every game, but it's got some nice elements. I do wish it was a little bit more involved in how you interact with the Bandits. But
yeah, it's definitely... It plays with the classic... I mean, like shows like The Walking Dead and all of these different things have experimented with the idea of... Yeah, just rival groups of survivors,
right.
And what happens when you encounter other living people in this crazy, lawless world. So I really enjoyed the fact that they added it in there. It feels, as you said thematically, like it fits really well.
Yeah.
It's another one that, for me, I'd probably just add in there, just because it's not very complex still. It's basically one more location, and then every now and then Bandits show up. So.
Right. And they take up space at these locations, and... Over time, they'll take up more and more space. So if you are a veteran Dead of Winter player, this certainly amps up the complexity.
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
However, they're easier to kill than a zombie.
Right.
Because you don't roll the exposure die, correct? You just simply use a dice.
Right.
That's like, I think, three or higher.
Right.
And you can just kill one.
Right.
So they're not too difficult to take care of. They're just kind of a nuisance.
Yeah.
But I still enjoy the idea of, like, you show up at the police station, there's Bandits there.
Right.
With the zombies, and that's just anarchy. But
it is.
Yeah. And then the third module.
The most intense of them all.
Yes. Is Raxxon Pharmaceutical itself. So you can actually go to Raxxon and root around in this large company for very, very cool equipment. But you may pay a little bit of a price in doing so.
That's right. You can get some different pills when you're scavenging inside Raxxon.
Right.
And these pills have different effects based on a roll of a die.
Right.
So you can find, say, the red pill. But the red pill has three different effects that can happen. If you roll, say, a six, just horrible, horrible... One of the new crazy zombies comes out and just ravages your colony.
Yeah.
But if you roll maybe a 1, 2, or 3, you get some new power. Like now you're immune to frostbite effects. So it's kind of, it's a give and take. And it really makes your choice to go there one that you have to consider heavily.
Right.
Because it can spell the end of your game or it can just boost your powers to insane heights.
Right.
The only thing I'll say about this module is that in our playtesting experiences, we were very tactical and kind of cautious for the most part. And so we rarely went to Raxxon and therefore didn't encounter very many of these new crazy mutated zombies.
And also...
And I'm not done, buddy. And so for me... Out of the playtesting that I have done, I actually preferred the Bandits over Raxxon because it seemed like it impacted it more because Raxxon, if you just don't go there, which they're just like, I suppose if you want to get super buffed up, that's the incentive. I personally never felt the incentive to even go to Raxxon. But so that's all I'll say about that for myself.
Yeah.
What I was going to say is that you have to roll dice to punch in some digits so that zombies don't break out of Raxxon.
Right.
And yeah. So you have to go to Raxxon. But still, like Steven was saying, we played it very carefully to the point where we almost never had outbreaks from Raxxon. We were mm-hmm. able to get the digits we wanted, and using some of the characters' abilities, that wasn't super difficult.
Mm-hmm. If a zombie does escape yes. from Raxxon, however,
it's bad.
It's pretty devastating.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think if you're experimental a little bit more, or just looking for more of an experience, then going to Raxxon and getting these powers and getting super cool new equipment, it was pretty awesome. There's some cool stuff in that pile.
Mm-hmm. We are kind of dead of winter veterans at this point. We are a very efficient group at this.
When we first played,
yeah,
you can go back to our podcast where we talked about it. It was just brutal. It was insane. And now when we play it, we work out what each person needs to do on their turn. And so we get through the games as best as we can, usually.
Yeah.
I feel like this has really built up our endurance for even the coming real-life zombie apocalypse. I feel like our group here could do pretty well.
Imminent zombie
exactly.
apocalypse.
Exactly.
It's yeah. inevitable. Yeah. It's going to happen.
That's funny that you say that. The Canadian military has just designed a board game to train a lot of their troops concerning terrorist strategy. So, I mean,
will we be able to get our hands on this game?
It's a thing. I doubt it.
We'll see.
But yeah, I think Steven's right. I think that's actually what this Dead of Winter game is. It's just training us for the inevitable.
It's team building.
It is.
Exercises. Yeah. I mean, that's
for sure.
Yeah.
You go through this with a group of people, you guys will not have the same relationship.
Better or worse.
Yeah.
Who knows?
No promises.
Right. And the exposure die in this. Steven and
okay.
I, we talked for like 10 minutes
this is
about
proof that we are genuine board game nerds, okay? Adam, just take it away.
Right. So I was telling Steven about this game after having a glance at it, and I said, the exposure die is different in this one than it was in the original. It is now a burgundy color.
Whoa.
And I had thought that the exposure die was blue in my mind for some reason.
Yes, I was stunned.
I know.
I was flabbergasted.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. I didn't hear about that when we talked about it.
Yes.
And then we pulled up photos.
Right.
And compared them side by side of
yes.
the Long Night exposure die
yes.
and the original Dead of Winter exposure die,
right.
and they are both red.
They are.
But the Long Night is a deeper burgundy shade that matches the darker feel
exactly.
and tone of this board game.
Right. I thought that was cool.
Yeah. It is very cool. It's
yeah.
subtle, but it's cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like I was saying when we talked about this earlier, it's as if you've been bleeding out for a little bit longer now,
right?
And your blood has had time to oxygenate. Oxidize.
All of those things.
All three of those
as
combined.
Blood does.
As blood does.
Right.
Yep.
For all you people who know about blood. So yeah, it's pretty cool. It's very thematic with the Long
it
Night.
Is. I think what we need to do, since we are veterans at this game, is we need to take both exposure dies, and when we have to roll exposure.
We're
we roll them both.
We're rolling exposure with disadvantage.
Yes.
That's just awful. That is the worst
and,
idea.
And
ever.
You have to make endurance checks.
Make an endurance saving throw.
Yeah.
What? I just moved to a different position in the colony. Dead of winter. A long night.
That's right. I'm just going
dun,
to the bathroom.
Dun, dun. Yeah.
Hardcore mode.
Yeah.
And I very much look
again.
Forward to combining it, because the one thing we didn't do in playtesting, of course,
right.
is combine it with the base game, because this can also be used simply as an expansion. It's
mm-hmm.
standalone and an expansion.
Right.
And I'm really looking forward to combining the entire cast of, what is it, 60 characters now?
Yeah.
60 survivors. That's insane.
That is
and I
cool.
love it, because I'm a huge fan of characters and
right.
options and
yes.
all of that. I love it.
So yeah, Dead of Winter, new expansion. If you love Dead of Winter, this is almost a must-have for your collection, because you will enjoy this just as much, if not more. And like Steven said, combining it with what you already have, epic. Moving on!
All right!
Let's talk about something completely different.
completely different.
That doesn't take place anywhere on Earth. Let's talk about outer space for a minute.
Outer space.
Yeah.
Dude, didn't they launch a mission to Jupiter?
They did. It actually arrived on July 4th.
Yes, sir.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. The Juno satellite is currently orbiting Jupiter right now.
Taking photos at the wazoo.
Yeah.
Of the wazoo?
Of Jupiter's wazoo. Of Jupiter's wazoo.
Yeah.
Space. We're in space.
Space.
We're celebration.
The final frontier.
Right. The celebration of this monumentous occasion.
Right? We busted out a game that I've had for a while, but we haven't gotten to the table. This is an older game, I guess, relative to the board game renaissance. This is Galaxy Trucker by Vlada Shvatel.
A name you may recognize from the recent smash hit, Codenames.
That's right.
And the upcoming smash hit, Codenames Pictures.
That's right. Yeah.
Now in a blue box.
Hey, yo, like the blue exposure die in the original Dead of Winter, right?
Exactly.
Right, Adam?
So, Steven, tell us a little bit about Galaxy Trucker.
Well, you're in space.
Right.
And you're a trucker of galactic goods. Well, yep. I claim that you're a trucker.
I supposedly, think you definitely are, yeah.
Supposedly, you're also a plumber, apparently, according to you, Mr.
Adam,
Felder.
Yes, plumber.
I'll fill you in on that in a minute, but right. Proceed.
And how the game works is you're in a competitive race of sorts to transport goods from various space docks and make that sweet cash.
Right?
Creds.
Creds.
Yep.
The credits.
Space creds.
Sweet, sweet space creds. And player with the most creds at the end wins. But there, it's quite the journey to reach that stage.
It is.
Right. You're not because, just flying.
Nope.
No.
No.
You are, every round, there are four rounds.
Right.
And each round, you put little tiles face down in the center of your playing area.
And on the count of three,
everyone just goes ham.
Right.
One hand, though, you can only use one hand
right.
to pick up said tiles, pull them over your player mat,
yep.
flip them face side up.
Yeah.
And then you can choose to place them onto your ship as you slowly assemble your vessel. You can put them in your reserve pool or just put them back in the middle, face up.
Right.
And you build ships.
Right.
Like mad.
Out of all sorts ships. Of stuff.
So yeah. many so many options for yeah. these ships.
That you're going to encounter a lot of different things out there in space, including space pirates. You're going to be trading...
Slavers.
Slavers.
Space slavers.
Right?
You're space smugglers.
Yeah. You're going to be picking up goods from other planets. There's just going to be open space, which is like Hot Rod Central for all you space Hot Rod fans. I don't know.
What?
I don't really know.
You what know open who you are.
And asteroids.
Right?
That's
right.
Yes, asteroid showers. Just tons and tons
There's,
of asteroids.
Just to blow below the right. belt
yeah.
every time.
It is. Yeah.
Yes, very much.
Space dust, which just clogs up your machinery, slows you down. All sorts of stuff.
Just hazards.
You have to prepare for this.
You do. So to prepare, you are going to be grabbing these tiles, and they're going to be things like laser cannons. You're going to need batteries to fire some of those cannons, rockets to propel yourself through space, cargo holds, hazardous cargo holds. You're going to need space to place your little space men, which are little tiny blob miniatures, and you can even have aliens join you who specialize in weaponry and or machinery to help you on your journey.
And each piece has very specific locations and connections
right.
that determine how you can fit it on your ship. So you're not just throwing pieces together. You have to plan this out.
Right.
Or you may end up with half a ship that you accidentally just cut off and can't place anything else
right.
on there. And so you're trying to get the right amount of lasers, the right amount of engines, the right amount of shields,
mm-hmm.
all in this time frame when you're racing against somebody else who is building their ship out of the same pieces.
Right.
Yep.
And then you have to fly this through all of these obstacles. It is just wild.
And depending on how well you are or are not prepared, you can just get rinsed.
You
can...
Oh, yeah.
That
we
right.
know how that,
right. yeah.
how that is. We'll get to that.
And it even gets crazier later because each round, the ship you're creating increases in size.
That's right.
right.
and right. scope, which so, blows
yeah.
the mind.
Yeah,
right.
you think it's difficult building your ship for that first round, and then you just get more space, and then more space,
right. and then more space.
Which is, honestly, just one of my favorite parts is how the board changes every round, because it's you're building a new ship, mm-hmm. which is just awesome.
Yeah, you can't get used to just the one template. Right. Like, this right. works really good on this template every single time, because it's changed right. immediately afterwards.
Yeah. And the distance between the spaceports increases each time the size increases.
Yep. So right. the amount of more the amount of hazards and cards and things right. you have to draw.
Plus, the hazards increase in difficulty to traverse.
Right.
So,
yep.
so Seth, regale us with your first right, flight.
Yeah. So my first flight.
Well, first off, we should say, depending on where you put the right. ports, so you, there are these connectors of how you place the tiles together.
Yeah.
And if you're foolish, you can leave a port exposed to space,
right.
just like this open hallway right. that just leads
just
to
a hole in your ship.
Yeah, yeah, it's just a hole in the side or the front of your ship. And if an asteroid hits that spot, it's just devastating.
It is, yes. Yeah.
It blows up that tile and every tile immediately connected to it.
Right. Which, if it's not connected to something else.
Yes. Yeah. So, Seth.
So let's start from the beginning, right? So, we're building our ships. It's awesome. I, of course, see that if I finish my ship first, I can flip the timer and force the others to kind of speed up and maybe get a little frantic. So I'm like, I'm totally going to do that. That's going to work out really well. So I just kind of build my ship. I probably could have made it a little bit better, but I'm like, I'm just going to make it first and get that advantage. I also get to go first in the kind of the space racetrack. So I'm ahead of everybody, right?
Right.
So we get done. We look at each other's ships, you know, kind of clink our space root beer glasses, kind of
cruise. They were a real thing.
That's
we
right.
had root beer.
Yep. Yeah. And then, we also make a gentleman's agreement not to look at the cards, the obstacle cards that are going to come our way in this trip.
Right.
For the first round, we're like, okay, we're just going to fly blind, see what happens. Mm-hmm. And again, remember, I'm going first into all this, I totally thought about that.
Yeah, we named our ships, too, because that was necessary.
I don't know if I named my first ship.
I think you did.
It was awesome. I was in first place. And I don't remember at what point in the journey this happened. It was probably about the middle. I'm just flying along, and a meteor shower comes out.
Right.
I'm like, okay, and this doesn't seem like such a bad meteor shower. And then an asteroid cleaves off the entire right half of my ship. Literally the entire right half.
Yeah, perfectly just right.
Yes.
Boom. Yeah.
And my ship is in half. So I'm like, okay. That's cool. That's where all my cargo and stuff was. That's all right. I can still make it. Another asteroid perfectly cleaves off the left half of my ship. No joke. I have a one tile wide ship now when it used to be like 9 tiles wide.
Right.
A one tile wide ship, just 3 tiles
it's
long.
Literally just the,
I have
the
a gun.
Bridge, yeah.
I have a gun on the front. I have the bridge with my one spaceman. And I have
an engine.
Yep. So I'm like, okay, we can still do this. We are flying. We have an engine. We have a gun. We are going to be fine. The final meteor. Perfectly down the center of my ship. Just takes out the bridge.
From the side.
Into the bridge.
Just takes out the bridge. And my ship is completely obliterated.
In one meteor shower.
We all just lost it at that point. It was insane.
It was so funny.
It was.
It just completely destroyed my ship. And that was my first experience at Galaxy Trucker. And it was pretty awesome.
A lot of Vlada's games are pretty brutal.
Yes.
But that makes for, I think, a lot of hilarity.
No.
If you go into it knowing that it's going to be a little brutal at times, it can be really, really funny.
It definitely can. And that proceeded to happen for the rest of the game
as well.
Now, I will say that Steven and I, we're some prideful captains. We fly through space. We don't look at the forecast. Adam knows exactly what's coming every single time. But we're like, nah, whatever. We'll just build our ship. We don't need to look at what's coming. And then we just end up getting demolished every time.
Every time.
So, yeah.
I think it was the third round. We're leaving the space dock, and Steven, we, like, just leave the port. The hose is
detached.
Oh, my
gosh, right?
We're, like, a mile away from the space dock.
A space mile.
Right, a space mile. We encounter slavers.
Yes.
And
in order to best slavers, you have to have, is that the crew or is that the guns?
You have to have guns.
Yeah. You have to have a certain amount of guns on your vessel in order to defeat the slaver's ship.
Right.
And if you don't, they steal your crew.
Right.
And so theoretically, depending on how strong the ship is, you know, they take a certain amount of crew.
Right.
So if I had plenty of, like, little bed chambers, whatever you want to call
right.
them, I would have had enough crew to where they could have stolen some and I would still be alive.
Yeah.
But of course, they stole six crew.
Right.
And my ship had six crew members on it.
That's
and
right.
stage one,
right.
my entire crew just vanished and I had the ghost ship.
Right.
Unscathed.
Yeah.
It was perfect, but
right.
no crew to
just
fly it.
Just floating
yep.
through space
right.
the rest of the round.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked out really perfectly thematically because I think Seth encountered an abandoned spaceship later that
yep.
round.
Yep, I did.
And
was that the round where I sent my crew to the Amanitan?
Yes.
There's no way there's going to be another like slavers.
Right.
And then the final card was in fact,
yeah.
or it was like the second to last one.
Right.
Anyway,
so I just pull into port with two abandoned ships
yep.
like flanking me. Yeah.
So needless to say, Adam kind of just destroyed us.
Yes.
Well, I'll say, I have played Galaxy Trucker quite a bit because I downloaded the app a few weeks ago. And that is why I say you are plumbers, because the app indicates that you are building your spaceships out of old plumbing equipment that you are then taking to a new planet to do your plumbing work.
Which just ruins the game for me. So I am going to maintain that we are like smugglers, because
right.
it's way
yeah.
too
so
smuggling.
Blockade runner.
Nice.
You can go through war zones.
Well, technically, I was calling myself a space pirate myself.
That's right. That's right. Steve and I were pirates. That's why we didn't look at the forecast.
Yeah, here's the
that's
funny thing. Right. We were both pirates, so we were just like, dude, balls to the wall. Guns out.
Right?
Let's just sail into the storm.
Right.
And
we did.
And we got wrecked.
But it was a lot of fun, which is something, there's something about a game that you can just lose horribly and still have a blast playing.
Yes.
So this is one of those games
yeah.
that when your ship just gets destroyed by one meteor swarm, you're going to just laugh like crazy. And
right.
it's going to be super memorable.
Yeah. The one thing I'll say is you got bonus points if your ship had no open conduits.
Right.
And I got that every round.
You did.
Because my ship was always, it was laid out very well.
It was.
But it
yeah,
was never
in,
prepared enough for what else would happen.
Laid out very well as in no open conduits.
Right.
I don't know about the equipment you put on it, but hey,
that's
you got
not
those
important.
Connectors. Those connectors were all
my ship
out.
Technically was whole, though. I didn't just have a hole into space in the side of it.
Right.
I had like a fleshed out ship.
Mm-hmm.
But then every three of the four rounds, I'm pretty sure, a full three out of the four, I lost my crew to slavers. So, because I never had enough guns.
Right.
I had like this pretty nice ship,
yeah.
but I was never quite prepared for what was coming. Whereas Seth, two of the four at least, got pretty well just rinsed
yeah.
by asteroids because he would always have just the one conduit.
I don't think my open conduits were the problem. I did have some, but they were in strategic places. And then it was only in those final moments where I had lost a few guns off the front or something.
Mm-hmm. So on top of the mobile application being fantastic for this game, by the way, there is a solo campaign in there that is great. And it plays just as well as the tabletop version. So if you're interested in Galaxy Trucker and you want to give it a try, maybe take the mobile app for a spin before buying the full board game. There are also two expansions for this game that include fifth player. They include different spaceship configurations, different alien types, and even alien-esque, referencing the movies here, aliens that land on your ship and begin to consume your crew.
That
Jeez.
Is awesome.
Yes.
That is exactly what we need.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, I would have no crew because
right.
the slavers
exactly.
would already have them.
Right.
The one thing I would boast about, though, is that technically I never lost a crew member. Like, they
right.
never died.
Yeah.
They've all just been enslaved.
Yeah. You never lost your whole ship.
Yeah. All of my ships made it, and none of my crew members, as far to my knowledge,
right.
died. But they just are in a life of slavery
That's
now.
That's right, indentured servitude.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're still alive.
That's right.
Yeah.
A little glimmer of hope there.
Right. But yes, the expansions make this game a little bit harder. It also includes new tiles, so double-gunned tiles that point in multiple directions and things of that nature. So give the base game a spin. Definitely. See if you like it. If you do, the expansions certainly are going to add more.
Yeah, I have to say I really liked this game. I would definitely play it again because I only had the one experience.
Yeah.
And, I mean, having it was fun even without crew members.
Right.
But I would like to play it again and try to save my crew this time.
That's right. Yeah. I played it one more time with my family.
Yeah.
And I was on the opposite end of the spectrum where I was the one that just completely demolished. And they never earned a single credit that they didn't lose. But I think that when you're playing it with other people who know the game and have played it, it's going to get real competitive and just crazy things are going to happen a lot more often to everybody as opposed to just one person getting just dumped on.
Right.
So, yeah, again, I would definitely play this more.
Right.
As a final shout out, I can't remember the names of all of the ships, but I remember that my ship I kept naming the Arcadia in honor of the anime Captain Harlock, space pirate, because I was a space pirate and I was considering myself Captain Harlock. So
again,
I named
it. That's how nerdy we are.
Yes.
Yeah.
Steven is.
That's exclusively me. Yeah. Everyone else was original. I had this whole thing going.
What was Adam's?
It was probably
Fluffernutter.
Fluffernutter. Yeah, something.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah, it was the fluffy something.
It was the fluffy something. Yes.
And that's what did it. That's the one that made it.
Yeah, right. Every time.
Right. That coming.
Dude, technically the Arcadia made it every time.
It did.
But without Captain Harlock at the helm, though.
Yeah, so great game. Adam said it was an old game, but definitely check it out if you haven't played it.
Indeed, it is a great game, but we've saved the greatest game for last.
Did we?
We did. This is Target exclusive.
You know it's good.
Yeah, that's right.
Hype ever increasing.
This is Engineering Ants, a cooperative game where you play ants trying to save your other ant friends from an aardvark / ant eater.
What, ages 5 and up, right?
Yes. Yes.
This is intense.
This is a child's
game. That's a tight window, though.
It is.
We've all barely fit in there.
It's cool because the way you rescue your ant friends is by creating inventions to get past obstacles with an assortment of different objects that an ant may encounter out there in the world. So, with this assortment of objects, you collaboratively discuss what you're going to build to get past said object. So, these can be things like cliffs, avalanches, angry bears. Super thematic.
Very thematic.
Definitely told a story.
Oh, yeah.
As we navigated the wilderness, saving our ant friends.
I'm not sure if I can really take pride in this, considering that it is a child's game. It's a Target exclusive.
Yeah.
But I was very good at this game.
Yes. Yes.
I'll take your word for it. So will our listeners.
That's right. Yeah. If you're interested, there are photos of us playing this game. Somewhere out there.
At least two.
On the social media. I'm not sure where.
Not on our social media.
No, which is weird.
Our social media.
Personal social media? Where did those end up?
Yes.
I think it was personal.
Okay, yeah. Well.
Was there one on our official Instagram? No? Not even one? Well, we're going to work on that.
There will be photos on the official Board Game Point of View page. But for now,
that's right.
You can follow any of us
on
Twitter and Instagram because we're such just clever devils. Yeah. But.
So
that's not true.
Especially Seth's Twitter.
Do not go there.
That is a dark place.
So we're putting together these creations with pieces of string, tires from toy cars. There are little pieces of board that you can fashion together to make a boat, or the chassis of a vehicle. There's a basket. There's probably 25, 30 different things that you can use to create these crazy inventions.
Yeah, and you're building this in 3D space too.
Right.
So it's not like you're just placing them on top of each other on like a template. No, you are building whatever you want out of these little connectors and little cardboard pieces. And so when you're done, you'll have a pretty cool contraption that you can look at and take pictures of.
Right. For social media purposes.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, there's the only downside to this game is that it is a roll and move game. But with that Dead of Winter exposure die feel, because you can roll an aardvark.
You could.
And that will get you one step closer to being devoured. It's very dark.
It is. It is. For a child's game.
Yes. Yeah. So no children under four can play this. Definitely with that.
Nightmare Central right there.
That's what I was alluding to earlier when I said you're having nightmares.
Yeah, I haven't slept since.
Right.
This was like 3 weeks ago.
So if you have young ones and or drink a lot, this might be a good game for you and your group.
So, Seth, this was perfect for you.
It was perfect. I'm definitely going to pick this up.
Because you have young kids.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm a father. I'm a very proud father.
That's what his Twitter's about.
So just be warned. A lot of dad jokes.
So this has been episode...
30. This is episode 30.
Yes.
This is...
Milestone.
An achievement.
It is.
An achievement.
3-0.
Yes.
That's like 30 plus hours of people listening to us.
Yeah.
Ramble.
If you've stuck with us this long, you're a greater man than I. Or woman.
Or child.
Yes, very likely. Listen to us. No offense to our listeners. Dang it! Cut that out.
Seth, reevaluate your role in this company.
So join us again for episode 31.
Wait, are we done? Is this
I don't know.
Over?
Yes, we're done.
I could have sworn there was at least one other thing we were going to talk about.
I kind of feel that way, too.
Yeah.
Let's take a
moment and think.
This was
a very hasty wrap.
Well, one thing I will say that I forgot to mention in the life segment...
Yes.
...is that today, the day that we are recording this, I don't know when we're going to release it to the beautiful public.
It's your birthday.
No.
Okay.
I'm turning 37 today. No. I got the official final shipping notification on Scythe.
It's on its way.
Yep. Which means we could be talking about that in the next episode of the podcast, for all we know.
Oh, yes.
Crazy. Hype City Central.
We've already got the 24-hour marathon planned for this game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Taking time off work.
It's going to be good.
I'm calling in sick. Dang it. Cut that out. Very much value my occupation, and I put my heart and soul into it.
That's right. You're moving up in the company. Yeah. You've been invited to an away trip.
That's right.
To work on computers in another office. Yeah.
That is, yeah. That's going to be fun.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
Road trip.
Yes. I'm going to stay in a hotel in a city where I have an apartment. It's going to be awesome.
Perfect. That checks out.
It's all on the company.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So thanks for listening to 30 episodes of the Board Game Point of View. We're going to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Double or nothing.
We got to reach the century mark at a minimum.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to happen.
Yeah.
We'll start releasing 20-minute episodes. Right. We'll get there.
And that's when we're going to find our stride.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
Or we hate each other at that point.
Right. We disband.
Yeah.
Or at episode 101, there's just like a 4-minute little tiny audio clip of Adam weeping. Just saying, the boys are gone.
Just you hear fire burning in the background. Sirens wailing.
Yeah.
Just the mounds of board games we've collected. I've burning. Set on fire the background.
But it's actually a clip, though, from his live stream of Firewatch.
Right. Still playing it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Years from now.
Years later, you're like, so, new life news.
I played 2 more hours.
2 more hours of Firewatch.
I'm 4 hours in now, boys.
If you like what you hear, and you want to keep in touch for those 70-plus episodes, you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Most importantly, iTunes.
iTunes.
If you do like what you're listening to, go give us a big thumbs up there, because it does matter.
Yeah, and leave a review, and we'll probably read it, and we'll...
We'll read the bad ones, too, though.
No, definitely. Yeah. I didn't say good review.
Yeah. What bad ones?
There are no bad reviews, but yet, if there were, we would read them.
Yes.
We should have a celebrity read the bad reviews.
Like Alex Eating?
Yeah, I think so.
That would be sick. So, leave a review, good or bad, and you might just hear it on this podcast.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
Because we care about you.
We do.
At least two of us do.
Which two is that?
Tune in next time.
Boom.
Perfect. God, that was wonderful.
That was.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Farewell.
And sweet dreams.
Talking.
I'm talking. Does this actually change? Was it real? Have I been in the front the entire time because I'm quiet, and yet that actually makes it worse?
No, it's the same.
Dang!
So close.
So close.
This is me talking with a lower voice.
And that's not even bad.
I don't know.
It's exactly the same. What? This sucks.
Am I good?
What? Are you kidding me? That was plenty loud.
That's pretty good.
Yes, exactly. Pretty good. Yeah. It's probably still low, is what you're
right.
Is what you're insinuating. I can feel it.
All right, I'm gonna talk real quick. That's good. Go for it.
I'm gonna talk real quick.
That's real good.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I don't know what it is.
I can't handle this.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know either.